Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Monday, November 25, 2019 is Erminie Wheeler Fogelin. Erminie Wheeler Fogelin, April 2, 1903, July 10, 1988, was an anthropologist, folklorist, and ethnohistorian. Erminie was the child of Erminie Brooke Wheeler and Roscoe Wheeler. She went to Technical High School in Oakland, California. She graduated from the University of California, Berkeley, in 1923, and returned there after working for a newspaper in Florida, to pursue a master's degree in anthropology, 1930. Her master's thesis was entitled Mythological Elements Common to the Kowa and Five Other Plains Tribes. She married linguistic anthropologist Charles F. Fogelin, with whom she jointly conducted fieldwork among Native American tribes. In 1938, fieldwork among the Tubatulabal people of Northern California led to her first book, Tubatulabal Ethnography, published by the University of California Press in 1938. In 1933, Eli Lilly, president of the prominent pharmaceutical company in Indiana, created a graduate fellowship at Yale University to honor Native American history in southern Indiana. Charles Fogelin was the first recipient for the fellowship, but it was then given to Erminie. The research she conducted during the fellowship inspired her dissertation. She holds the distinction of being the first woman to receive a doctoral degree in anthropology from Yale University when she received her degree in 1939 with a dissertation entitled Shawnee Mortuary Customs, published 5 years later by the Indiana Historical Society. In the 1940s, she worked in the Upper Great Lakes conducting linguistic and ethnographic fieldwork among the Ottawas and Ojibwe living in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. A specialist in Native American folklore, she founded the American Society for Ethnohistory in 1954 and was its first editor of the journal Ethnohistory until 1964. In 1982, the Society created its Erminie Wheeler Fogelin Prize for Best Book-Length Work in the Field of Ethnohistory. She taught in anthropology, history, and folklore at Indiana University, Bloomington, beginning in the fall of 1943. There she also directed the Great Lakes Ohio Valley Research Project from 1956 to 1969, the date of her retirement. The research reports on tribes of the region are now housed as the Ohio Valley Great Lakes Ethnohistory Archive in the Glenn A. Black Laboratory of Archaeology at Indiana University. She received a Guggenheim Fellowship in 1947 to pursue comparative studies of the folklore and mythology of American Indians and Eskimos. In 1948, she became president of the American Folklore Society, and from 1949 to 1951, she served as secretary for the American Anthropological Association. She edited the Journal of American Folklore from 1941 to 1946. She was one of the original inductees into the Fellows of the American Folklore Society in 1960. Upon retirement, she moved to Great Falls, Virginia, to live with her daughter and son-in-law. In the fall of 1985, she gave her Shawnee field notes and remaining professional books and papers to the Newbery Library in Chicago. She died of cardiac arrest on July 10, 1988. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:06 UTC on Monday, November 25, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Erminie Wheeler Fogelin. This podcast is produced by Abel Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abel Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joanna. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.